Hello, amigo Huakui. Today, me and Bong Bong is going to share with you why good location can be bad investment. You may be thinking like quite weird, right? Good location should be good investment as well. Unfortunately, it's not true. I believe you have heard many people tell you
Buying good location will never go wrong.
like MRT, near shopping mall, or even near good schools. It sounds safe, right? But what if later I'm going to show you some example? It is the opposite. Learn something today. Good living doesn't mean it's good for investment. That is the reason I always ask my people, are you buying for stay or investment? Because these two are very different. Today, I'm going to show you some good location is good for living, but the investment value, And I want to show you why it underperformed. Now, let's go in depth. What is living value versus investment value? Living value is all about making everyone happy, lah, especially your spouse. Whether the area is in your comfort area, near your workplace, or your parents can take care of your kids if you stay nearby them. Overall, it's all about convenience, lah. Some example can be some of you are very happy with your current HDB flat and you don't have the intention to upgrade, lah. You don't have the intention to make money, and you are happy there. Then as your Hua Kui leader, I am more than happy that you have a happy life. But sadly, we face the fact all these very comfortable properties are still give you weak returns. Now let's talk about investment value. So what is investment all about? Yes, it's to make money. But of course, we want best of both worlds. The good news to you, there are properties that you can live in comfort, convenience, and yet it will continue to grow over time. Therefore, if you are thinking about upgrading, don't be confused. You need to think about investment value as well. Whether it will grow, it's not like stay and don't grow. Come on lah. Everyone wants to stay and make money at the same time. So for people who tell you,
"Oh, I don't need to make money. I just like where I stay."
These are liar, liar, pants on fire. Now let's talk about why some projects, high demand, good location, but also don't make money eh. This is something very important. You may have people telling you that,
"Hey, buy this, look at the demand. Wow, very, very strong."
And by right, high demand equals to high appreciation mah. But what if I tell you these are wrong too? Let me show you this example. Marina One Residences, walkable to your downtown MRT and your Marina Bay MRT station. Still got a lot of restaurants and very convenient. Now let's look at the performance. Marina One, 2017, which is only 9 years old, 1,042 units. Look at the demand. January got two. December got how many? Almost one or two every week. Look at November. Now let's look at the profits. 15 profitable only. 51 unprofitable. If you have any friends who stay there,
delete them from your contact list immediately.
Look at the profits first. Two bedder. Bought in the best time, COVID, which is 5 years. The best time, made 130,000. How to face your descendants like that? This one don't know two or three bedder. Hold for 10 years. 56,000. This one should be 3 beta. Hold for 4 years. 73,000. Look at the overall profits. It's like that only eh. Then those losses leh. 2 beta. Hold for 6 years. This person also bought in COVID . COVID leh. Best time and yet you still kwa kwa kwa. Negative 360,000 eh. How to revive yourselves . And there are some people say, "Oh, must buy the big one. Maybe the big one will perform . This size maybe 10 beta . Hold for 7 years. Negative 730,000 eh. I teach people to make 100 every year . This is lose 100 every year . Your dog don't want to recognize you as the owner already . Okay, I know you want to ask me why. This area totally mismatch with the actual buyer base. I mean, you may be thinking city center equals to good transport lah, convenience to your workplace . But this area, no cold storage, here no Sheng Siong, don't have community center, don't have good schools,
don't have Unigo, don't have Muti.
This makes this area very less owner-occupied families. You need to buy an area where there are a lot of people who wants to buy for stay and not just for investment and rent out. And people misunderstand,
"Oh, buy in area where there is good renter."
Come on, CBD. Renter super good lah, but people will not want to buy here for stay. If you buy for stay . You will see a lot of tenants around you, which is not healthy for your portfolio . That means your exit strategy can only sell to these few groups of buyers: investors, high income buyers, expat, and the worst group, foreigners, that they need to pay 60% ABSD tax. So how to sell? So in short, you need to buy projects that is family-oriented type, not those type that people buy just to rent out. Now let's talk about what else to check instead of just location. What if some people tell you,
"Wow, this location, very good, got MRT, got shopping mall, and got school eh. Perfect eh.
So if you buy, shouldn't go wrong right. Near Serangoon MRT leh, and your favorite next shopping mall, there's many primary schools here. And when you buy these, Jade Residences. Freehold some more. 9 years old, 171 units. Do you know what is the worst combination of a bad project? Small project, freehold. And you buy small units, and the unit got loft ah. Alamak.
It's shit, dila shit.
Look at the demand. For the past 6 months, only got 3 units ah. Look at the profits. 45 profitable, 10 unprofitable. Location is so good eh. Still can lose money eh. Look at the profits first. I guess this 2 bedder hold for 12 years. 226,000. 1 bedder hold for 12 years. 153,000. We go for the bigger units ah. This one don't know 10 bedder ah. Hold for 9 years. 530,000. Look at the profits. I think this is the maximum already ah. How about guang guang guang? Don't know this 2 or 3 bedder. Hold for 9 years. Minus 90,000. Wow, this one tok gong sia. Don't know 2 or 3 bedder. Hold for 9 years. Minus 215,000. Wow, this person lost 2 hands and 2 legs eh. I think the heart also gone already. In summary, good location. Yes, it gives you a lot of comfort. However, it don't ensure good returns. In short, good location properties doesn't mean good returns. Remember that. It's not all about prime location, near MRT, near good school. It's all about who can buy next, at what price, and how many pool of buyers. Stop buying what feels safest to you. Start buying what makes sense on the numbers. So remember, if you are planning to upgrade, you must always think about investment value as well. The smart huakuis, they want to buy and stay and make money, and they want both together. Good location, convenience, and what? So if you want more tips, remember to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video.